The Christian Program and Purpose. Quote from the Jewish Talmud, Libre David 37. To communicate anything to a goy about our religious relations would be equal to the killing of all Jews. For if the goyim knew what we really teach about them, they would kill us openly. With enough research, Christianity and its cohorts can be summed up, revealing its true purpose. Jehovah's Witnesses know all of the pagan origins of the holidays, such as Christmas and Easter. They are deluded as to the Nazarene, as the Nazarene is also stolen from a concept, from some 18 more crucified pagan gods who hung from a tree, such as Odin. Everything in the Christian program is false, stolen, corrupted, and counterfeit. The entire purpose of Christianity is to prepare Gentiles to be slavishly obedient and worshiping of the Jewish masters in a new world order, where the Jews will have total control and complete control unless people wake up and this is stopped. As can be seen from the articles on this website, the pantheon of Gentile pagan gods, subliminal worship was replaced with fictitious Jewish archetypes with the program of Christianity. Along with this, the Jews achieved a special status they did not deserve, being the chosen of God. All of this is subliminal in that it creates the mindset of slavish, self-sacrificing, servile mentality in its victims that readily accepts the Jews to be in charge. The fictitious Jewish archetypes, such as the Nazarene, create a powerful subconscious association with what is known as the God part of the brain, and act to transfer this mindset of worship to the Jews who intend upon ruling the world. There is nothing at all spiritual about Christianity. The Bible is nothing more than a fictitious history of the Jews, an intense blasphemy against the Gentile gods and our true creator God Satan, which means enemy in Hebrew. We prove all of this on this website. Quote from the Jewish Talmud, Simeon Harderson, FOL.56-D. When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. In addition to the subliminal workings, Gentiles are severely threatened with delving into the occult in order to remove all powers of the mind and soul and to keep these powers within the circle of ruling Jewish masters for total abuse and exploitation of the Gentiles. Because sexual orgasm is the doorway to power and advancement of the soul, the Christian doctrines have always worked relentlessly to suppress it. Christianity drums into its victims' minds that they are nothing more than property. Their minds, souls, and bodies all belong to Jehovah, which in reality is the top ruling Jews who are masters of occult power. Quotes from the Jewish Talmud. Nidrash Talpioth, page 225-L. Jehovah created the non-Jew in human form, so that the Jew would not have to be served by beasts. The non-Jew is consequently an animal in human form and condemned to serve the Jew day and night. Seph, JP 92, 1. God has given the Jews power over all the possessions and blood of the nations. The denigration of women in these programs is a sick, twisted, and perverted attempt, again, subliminal, like the suppression of human sexuality, to deprive Gentiles of occult power. This has its origins in the Far Eastern teachings of Shakti, which represents the female subconscious and kundalini power aspect of the human soul. The male aspect is the left brain logical side. Both must work together to achieve material results, which is the purpose of yoga. By suppressing the female side of the brain, one's powers of mind and soul are completely dormant and inaccessible. Ouija boards, astrology, and other forms of divination have also been strictly suppressed in attempts to deprive Gentiles from communicating with their own true gods, who have been shamefully and hideously blasphemed and labeled as evil. Our gods have been the victims of Jewish horror and gore Hollywood flicks and other denigrating and insulting themes where Gentiles are fooled into mocking, cursing, and fearing them while working for their own damnation and paying out the ass for it, not only to the tune of trillions and trillions of dollars, but also with psychic energy. The Jews have had a long history of deluding Gentiles into paying for their own damnation and ruin. The war in Iraq is a blatant example, where thousands of young American men and women have died or are permanently disabled, all for Israel, Gentiles need to wake up.